telling you, 36, 24, 36.
No, not 36, 37.
What? Where did you get 37?
37.
From,
no, it's 37, 24, 34.
In your dreams.
37, 20. Brian, I am never wrong about this.
I'm telling you, that's
no,
wrong.
This is really unbelievable. You'd think you two would have something better to do than sit around speculating on my measurements. So juvenile.
Just so happens that we were trying to remember the combination of this padlock.
But somebody feels pretty foolish right now.
I'm sorry. I thought you were sorry.
Quick think of that padlock. Wow.
Oh, good morning, Roy.
Maybe to you it is. I came down with a cold last night. I'm sick as a dog.
Oh, well, by all means, why don't you sit here next to me and my food?
Thanks. I was up half the night sneezing my guts. I damn near brought the house down. Oh, God, no, not again.
Roy, be careful, please, Roy. What was that?
What the hell do you think it was? It was a sneeze.
It was like a little baby sneeze.
Look, I happen to be a very sick man. The last thing I need right now is you giving me grief about a chew.
Do it again.
Morning, all.
Hey, does anyone know where I can get a shotgun?
What kind? Double barrel, pump action, 12 gauge, around it? What? Just because a woman my age takes up a hobby, does that have to be knitting? I shoot skeet.
How are you at squirrels? I got an attic full of them.
Oh, you wouldn't shoot a poor defenseless little squirrel.
Faye, these are not little cute cartoon squirrels. These are sick, demented little vermin that have kept me up for the last 3 nights.
You haven't slept at all?
Not a wink.
So about calling an exterminator?
Oh, no. I'm gonna get him myself. Poison, traps, whatever it takes. This time, it's personal.
Morning.
Joe.
Hey, I hate to start today with bad news, but did y'all hear about Weeb Gilroy?
Well, what did Nantucket's biggest kook do this time?
He died.
Oh.
It looks like Lowell moves up a notch.
What happened?
Well, apparently just went into sleep. I mean, the guy was almost 90.
Who is this Weeb Gilroy?
He was a mechanic who worked here years ago. I mean, he was a nice guy. He was a touch on the odd side.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Remember all those inventions of his? My favorite was the Mexican jumping beanbag chair. Furniture that rearranges itself.
I wonder how Lowell's going to take the news.
That's right, because Weeb was like a second father to him. He taught him how to be a mechanic.
Did they ever finish putting that plane together?
No, I don't think they ever got it off the ground, but they sure killed a lot of time working on it.
Man, it's gonna be rough on Lowell.
I wonder if he even knows.
Oh, that's a great one, Ernie. I especially like the way you started it with knock, knock.
I thought I'd come up with more of those.
Hey, Lowell?
Yeah, Joe?
Can we see in my office?
I don't know. Hang on a second. Can you see me?
Stay in there, Lowell. Lowell, sit down. We have to talk to you.
Whoa, that sounds important.
Well, it is. You know, Lowell, sometimes in life, things happen that we're not really prepared for.
Wait a minute, am I fired? I thought we were a family around here. Where's the support group that we've established?
No, Lowell. You're not fired, okay? Just listen. Sometimes in life, things happen to friends of ours.
Oh, Faye's fired.
No, Lowell, this is about a friend of yours, an old friend. I know this isn't going to be easy for you, but we found out this morning that Weeb Gilroy passed away.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, Loli did.
No, Weave Gilroy's not dead. Hey, you probably just saw him with his teeth out. Oh, Weave Gilroy dead. Well, that's a pretty good one, huh? I'll see you guys later.
No, that went well.
Well, it's obvious he's in denial.
Yeah, that's right, denial. Remember that from college. It's one of the five stages people go through when they're coping with grief. Over the next few months, he'll probably go through anger, bargaining, depression, and then, finally, acceptance.
I'm angry as hell at Weep for dying! But I'd trade anything to get him back. God, oh, what's the use? It's hopeless. He's gone. But what are you gonna do? Life goes on.
Some people go through it faster than others.
This isn't what I ordered.
Oh, is it close enough?
I ordered chicken. These are eggs.
Fine, I'll go sit on them. Oh, Faye, I'm exhausted. Work with me, baby. Work with me.
Helen, did the squirrels keep you up again?
Yes, it's been four nights in a row, but not tonight. I finally gave up, called the exterminators. They're at my house right now.
Oh, they're not going to kill the poor little squirrels, are they?
No, Faye. They glue little felt circles to the bottoms of their feet so you can't hear them running.
Joey, listen to this. A priest, a rabbi, and a guy wearing lederhosen are all taking a trip together.
Brian, I've heard that joke about a million times. Isn't it getting kind of stale?
I used to think so.
Lo, are you okay?
Yeah, but I'm just having a hard time with this. I decided to write a eulogy for Weeb Gilroy.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, except it's not as easy as I thought it would be. Hey, do you guys know another word for corpse?
He's writing a eulogy for Weeb.
Oh, that's a good idea, Lo.
Yeah, you know, I thought it would be a nice way to say goodbye. You know, come to think of it, you know, maybe the word carcass isn't appropriate either. You know, there's just so much to say. I don't know exactly where to start.
Well, when you think about Weeb, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Waffles. You know, Weeb ate more waffles than anyone I know.
What else?
Syrup.
Lola, I would forget food. Why don't you talk about that old plane that you guys used to work on?
Oh, that's a painful memory for me, Joe.
What do you mean? You guys love doing that.
No, I was talking about the time that Weeb dropped the engine hoist on my foot. Boy, my toes were fanned out like an outfielder's mitt. Well, listen, you know, there's not a lot of time, and I gotta get right on this.
Well, good luck, Lowell. I'm sure you'll do fine.
Thanks.
You guys ever think about what kind of funeral you want?
Oh, I have. I want to keep mine simple. I'd like to be cremated and have my ashes scattered right here on Nantucket. Oh, and some should be scattered in Syracuse, where I grew up. And a few in Hawaii, where I went on my honeymoon. Then there's Paris. My goodness, I better start eating more. There's not going to be enough of me to go around.
Do you hear that? Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, that noise, you hear it?
Yeah, but I hear that. What is that? Helen, you were sleeping.
But then why did you wake me up,
now,
Joe?
Helen, you're not doing any good here. Why don't you just go home and go to sleep?
Oh, no, I got so much work to do.
Oh, no, come on, you just stir in water here. Come on, Helen. I'm going to drive you home right now.
I'll get your keys.
Oh, he didn't know where my keys
are. Fine, find your keys. Oh, my God. Are you okay? I'm sorry, Helen.
Are you all right? Woo! Wow. That was scary.
Are you all right? Wow.
For a second there, I thought I was going to faint. So how's Helen doing?
Oh, The doctor's examining her now, but she'll be fine.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, she could have been really hurt.
No, no, I mean, it's a shame she works for herself. Who's she gonna sue?
So, Lowell, how's your eulogy coming?
Well, not so great.
There's no need to be frustrated. I thought of something that can help you. I got out the eulogy I delivered for my third husband George's funeral.
You still have this?
Oh, you know me. I don't lose anything except my husband's. But anyway, it went over like gangbusters, and I thought if you just changed all the Georges to Weebs, you might be able to use it.
Well, okay. I mean, I'll try it. I'll miss Weeb. I'll miss his companionship, and I'll miss his laughter. I'll miss the naps Weeb and I used to take together. I'll miss prettying myself up for Weeb.
That's a very good idea.
No, no, Faye, if it is in his heart, let the man speak.
Good as new. Don't all those tears from before seem silly?
No, I thought she was really hurt and I was scared.
How do you feel, Helen?
Oh, fine. It was just a little bump.
Here's my phone number. If you have any dizziness or nausea, you'll be sure to call me now.
Well, don't you worry about hearing from me. I've been awake for 4 days. All I want to do is just go home, climb in my bed, go to sleep.
Actually, Helen, that's the one thing you don't want to do.
What?
You have a mild concussion. There's always a risk it could lead to something more serious. So just to be safe, I'll need you to stay awake at least for the next 18 hours.
18 hours? Well, then I don't have a concussion. Can't you give me something else? A fractured wrist? I'll take an enlarged prostate.
If I can hand those out, I'd give you mine.
I have to stay awake another night? Oh, Joey's a bad man. Unbelievable. I can't think. I can't talk.
Oh, come on now. Come on. It's not that bad.
Yes. I'm the tired I've ever been.
That's hard to argue with a statement like that.
Now, come on. Helen, you know what the doctor said. You've got to stay awake. Now, it's only till 9 a.m. We're both going to be right here with you.
What time is it now?
7 p.m.
Good night.
No, you don't. Okay, come on, let's get some circulation back in that little body of yours. That's a baby.
Okay, come on, let's do some deep knee bends, hands on hips, ready, and down, that's it, and up. One more, down and up. Okay, on your own, kiddo, come on. Down, and up. No.
Come on, Helen, you gotta get in the spirit of this. We're gonna have fun, we're gonna play games, drink a lot of coffee, you know, and for an extra special treat, we are gonna make s'mores.
Oh, God, I hate s'mores.
What do you mean you hate s'mores? Nobody hates s'mores.
Well, I do.
You hate s'mores?
Yes, I'm sorry. Because I hate s'mores because it's the dumbest name for a food in the world. S'mores. As in, they're so delicious, I'd like to have s'more. It's stupid. In fact, that's what they should call them, s'stupids.
Helen, wake up. Come on.
Well, if you didn't want me to sleep, why'd you give me these little pillows?
Hey, guys.
Lowell, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. I think I finally found an angle on the Weeb Gilroy eulogy.
Oh, great.
Listen to it. Tell me what you think. All right. All right. Weeb Gilroy. W is for the waffles he ate every day. E is for his elbow grease, which never went away. The other E is for every other kind of grease caked below his nails. B is for the butter he put on his waffles. I took a little liberty with that last part. But what do you think?
Helen, Lolo, she's just tired.
I know it's not any good. You know, I mean, I got to come up with something because Weeb's funeral is tomorrow morning.
I don't know.
You know, maybe some fresh air will clear my head.
Hey, what's wrong?
Oh, I was just thinking about old Weeb laid out at the mortuary. His head resting on a satin pillow. Heading for eternal slumber. He's so lucky.
My turn, 12-10.
No, no, that was good. It was in.
It was not in.
You blocked it with your tongue. It
no,
was
I
in.
Did Come on, Helen, you saw it.
She knows the rules.
Hey!
You were sleeping.
I was not. What is this for?
It's for lying.
Won't you guys just let me sleep? Please,
on,
I'll be fine.
Listen, it's 3 o'clock. You got 6 more hours to go. You can do it. Come on.
All right. All right. I guess I can. But, you know, there's just no sense in both of you staying awake.
I like it. It's fun.
But, Joe, you promised Lowell that you'd go to the funeral with him in the morning. So why don't you go to bed? And Brian will watch me, and if he gets drowsy, he'll come wake you up.
You think he can handle it?
What do I look like?
Yeah. Right. Okay. I'll be upstairs if you need me, but if she tries anything, don't be afraid to use this.
Joe's funny, isn't he?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know how uptight he is. Not like you, Brian. You're the fun one. All the girls say so. They say, Joe, uptight. Brian, fun.
What are you doing, Helen?
Nothing, I'm just being friendly. Give me the gun, Brian.
You know I can't do that, Helen.
Oh, yes, you can. Now you're in charge. You know, you could even let me sleep if you wanted to. We could even sleep together. Nobody would have to know. We could go up to your room.
Uh-huh.
And just take our clothes off.
Uh-huh.
I'm in charge, buddy. I'm gonna go to sleep, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Put him up, baby.
Joe, thank God you're here.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, I'm gonna believe that.
Drop it.
Damn.
Hey, Brian, sit down. And I was sleeping. I want to see a lot of sudden moves.
Where's Helen?
Helen!
She's right here. She tried to get in bed with me.
Well, look, that's such a terrible offer.
Oh. Must have dozed off.
Yeah, well, just keep an eye on her. I'm gonna go wake Lola up for the funeral.
All right. Well, 7 o'clock. We're in the home stretch. Only 2 hours to go, Helen. Helen? Helen?
Helen's not here anymore.
Joe!
Have you seen Lowell?
Have you seen Helen? He wasn't upstairs in his room. His bed wasn't slept in. Did he even come home last night?
Oh, I didn't see him.
Oh, wow. I better go get dressed, see if I can find him. He's got to be at that funeral in less than an hour.
Wait a second. 8 a.m.? Isn't that a little early for a funeral?
Yeah, well, they're having a memorial breakfast after the service. Waffles. Lowell, are you in here?
Hey, John.
Lowell, what are you doing? You're supposed to be at Weave's funeral in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I decided not to go.
But what about your eulogy?
I couldn't come up with anything. Man, you know, when you really care about somebody, it's hard to try and sum up their life in just a paragraph or two.
I'm sorry, buddy. I know you wanted to do something special for him.
Well, actually, I sort of did. Come on, I'll show you. You know, I walked all over town trying to figure out what to say, and then it finally hit me. You know, maybe there was something that I could do.
Wow. Oh, this is unbelievable. Weeb's plane.
Yeah, I dragged it in here last night. You know, we've always wanted to see this thing run. Well, he didn't get to, but, well, it runs now.
It actually runs?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it still coughs and sputters and makes all nature of ungodly noises. But that's sort of fitting. So did Weeb.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, Joe, a lot of people thought that Weeb was crazy. And maybe he was a little. All I know is that he was always nice to me.
Well, this is really something. You know, finishing his plane for him, I can't think of a more perfect tribute.
Guess there would be only one more thing that would make it really special. I just wish I knew how to fly.
Let's take her up.
All right.
Finally.
Stay tuned for a very special Family Ties, because really, each episode is very special in its own way. And since it's not fair to play favorites, one of the very many very special episodes of Family Ties is next, here on Nick at Night.